ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट 1। श्री शुक उवाच ना भागो न भगापत्यम यं ततं भ्रातरः कविम् यविष्टं व्यभजन् दायं ब्रह्मचारीणमागतम्। वर्ड मीनिंग श्री शुक उवाच। श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड नाभागः नाभाग नभगापत्यम वाज द सन ऑफ महाराज नभग यम अंटू हुम ततम द फादर भ्रातरः द एल्डर ब्रदर्स कविम द लर्नेन यविष्टम द यंगेस्ट व्यभजन डिवाइडेड दायम द प्रॉपर्टी ब्रह्मचारिणम हैविंग एक्सेप्टेड द लाइफ ऑफ ए ब्रह्मचारी परपेचुअली आगतम रिटर्न ट्रांसलेशन ऑन पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड द सन ऑफ नभग नेम नाभाग लिव्ड फॉर ए लॉन्ग टाइम एट द प्लेस ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर देयरफॉर हिज ब्रदर्स थॉट दैट ही वॉज नॉट गोइंग टू बिकम ए गृहस्थ एंड वुड नॉट रिटर्न कंसिक्वेंटली विदाउट प्रोवाइडिंग ए शेयर फॉर हिम दे डिवाइडेड द प्रॉपर्टी ऑफ देयर फादर एमंग देमसेल्व्स। When Nabhaga returned from the place of his spiritual master, they gave him their father as his share. Purport. There are two kinds of brahmacharis. One may return home, marry, and become a householder. Whereas the other known as Brihadvrata takes a vow to remain a brahmachari perpetually. The Brihadvrata Brahmachari does not return from the place of spiritual master. He stays there and later he directly takes sannyas. Because Nabhaga did not return from the place of his spiritual master, his brothers thought that he had taken Brihadvrata Brahmacharya. Therefore, they did not preserve his share and when he returned, they gave him their father आज ही शेयर। ओम अज्ञानं तिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश శ్రీ రూపం సగ్రజాతం సహగణం రఘునాథం నితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖానితం స నమో విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్ఠాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామినితి నామినే నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పశ్చాత్య దేశతారిణే జయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివాసాది గౌరవభక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే కృష్ణ. సో దిస్ చాప్టర్ ఈజ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ చాప్టర్ ఇన్ ది 9th కంటో వాట్ 9th కంటో ఇన్ ది హోల్ భాగవతం బికాజ్ ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ది మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ ఈవెంట్ దట్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ ది సుప్రీమ్ నథింగ్ క్యాన్ బి కంపేర్డ్ టు ఇట్ నో ఆస్టెరిటీ నో దాన నో అదర్ మీన్స్ క్యాన్ బి కంపేర్డ్ టు డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్. సో అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ అండ్ దుర్వాస ముని దిస్ ఎపిసోడ్ is narrated in this chapter. How Bhakta Amrish proved to be superior than Maharshi Durvasa. So in the beginning Amrish Maharaj's father name is Nabhaga. So Nabhaga is the son of Nabhaga. Here Sukadeva Goswami is narrating the Manu Vansha. He already in the first chapter he told about the son of Swayambhuva Manu. So among them five sons is narrating. So in the previous chapter Maharaj Sariyati was there. Now in this chapter he is describing one of the son of Manu named Nabhaga. Nabhaga was Manuputra and his son, it is not mentioned how many sons are there, but Nabhaga was the youngest son. How many elder brothers, it is not mentioned here. Four. Maharaj is saying four. So the youngest son Nabhaga, he went to Gurukul. I think all of them they must be went, because that was the tradition in Vedic system that before accepting Grihastha Ashram they have to be properly trained in Namachari Ashram. So but Nabhaga stayed in Brahmachari life in Gurukula for a long time. All others they come back, but he didn't come back. So it is natural they decided that he become fully brahmachari, brihat brata, perpetual brahmachari, nashtik brahmachari, and he will not come back. So they divided their property and didn't keep any share for him. Actually when I read this verse, the name Nabhaga, it is one thinking come to me, because bhaga means share, Nabhaga means no share. The name is given after or before, I don't know, because Nabhaga, he has no share. And the brothers didn't give any share to him. Nabhaga, you don't have any bhaga here. One more thing. We know in every family, if the sons are there, they will only divide their property, parental property, only after the expiry of father. But here the father is there. In the presence of father and the brother, they don't know whether he will come back or not. And they are so busy, I don't know, they divided their property. And they didn't keep any share. I don't know, they must have given something to father. And it's mentioned in this verse that when, after long time, that Lanen, youngest son, Nabhaga, when he come back, so they said, you don't have anything. If you want your share, then the father is your share. That means the father was there, definitely. And none of other sons, they were ready to take care of the father. They took the property. They are not taking the responsibility of father. This thing is in the beginning of Swayambhuvanu time also. Not only this time. One more thing. This time we are seeing in present situation in ISKCON, many other ashram we are seeing. Even some brahmacharis, those who are very settled, learned and very sincere, serious in their practice and service, even it is seen that after long time performing seriously their services, they are again changing their ashram. So it is not new, it is already there mentioned in Bhagavatam, Swayambhu Manu's grandson Nabhaga. And he said, Prabhupada mentioned that there are two kinds of brahmachari. One is naishtika. And another, he can come back and change his ashram. But if somebody stays for a long time, it is obvious that he will not come back. That is called brihad brata. And the brahmachari who will change his ashram is called upakurban brahmachari. Nashtik Brahmachari and Upakurban Brahmachari. So the others come back, but Nabhaga didn't come back. So they thought that he has accepted the Nashtik Brata and he will not come back. So then they didn't keep any share for him, no Bhaga. But he come back after a long time. And the most interesting thing that even he come back, usually, less intelligent people like us, we think that if somebody after long time practicing celibacy, staying in Brahmachari ashram in Gurukul, if he come back and change his ashram, that means it is his fall down. But here it is, we can see the Nabhaga comes back after long time and he got a son like Ambarish Maharaj. To get a son like Ambarish, it is something, it is not ordinary. So, just by the son Ambarish, Nabhaga must have directly have gone to Vaikuntha, Lord's planet, by the power of his son. So, if somebody even changes his ashram after long time, that does not mean that is his fall down. That is said. But, so that is the changing of ashram, it is not very important thing. Important thing is, what is his mood and mission? How his behavior? We can see the Nabhaga. In this chapter summary, Prabhupada has written, that this Nabhaga, when he come back and ask his brothers about his share, they said, no, we have not kept anything for you, no Bhaga. We thought that you will not come back and now you are coming. It is your, we don't know. So you just go and take father yourself as your share. So he didn't fight in them. He didn't put a case against them, file a case against them. So he went to his father and said that my elder brothers, they are telling that you are in my share. So his father, Nabhaga, he told, they are cheating you. It is not proper anyway. So what to do? So he, to maintain his livelihood, so King Nabhaga, the father, he gave him some ways how to do it. He said there are some rishis, Angira Gotra rishis, they are performing sacrifice. You go there, they are doing some mistake. Every week they are doing some mistake. But this King Nabhaga, he knows what mistake they are doing, what is the correction. So he sent his youngest son You go, you know, so you can go and correct them. So he went and he helped them. By that they became happy and they gave all the jagya avasesa, all the properties to Navaga. But Lord Shiva, he appeared there. He said, this is my share, how can you take? But it mentioned in Bhagavatam that prince Navaga dealt Lord Shiva in such a beautiful way that Lord Shiva became over pleased. He became very pleased by his behavior only. And he said, okay, take everything. So you can see, even if he can't maintain his brahmachari lifelong, after long time he comes back and changes the ashram, but still his behavior is so well, so nice, that even he didn't fight with his brothers, he became so obedient to his father, and he helped the rishis, and finally Lord Shiva was pleased with him by his behavior only. It is said, by his behavior Lord Shiva was so pleased, he said, take everything. So if all of them become pleased, so that is the kripa of all senior devotees. So by that he got a son like Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj, and then the whole chapter you will read, you will hear it, how Ambarish Maharaj took bath and how his episode starts with Durvasa and all that. But specially here in this verse, only this thing is mentioned, that the two, one Navaga and Navaga. Son's name is Navaga, king is, father's name is Navaga. Navaga is the son of Manu, and Navaga is the youngest son of Manuputra. And how he is Navaga means he didn't get any share. He didn't get any share from his property, which he legally has right, but they didn't give anything to him. So one thing we can just imagine, that if somebody selflessly, knowingly, without any objection, if he give up his share, somebody has taken illegally, he has full right, he can claim it, he can file a case against them or something that, but he didn't do anything. They said that we didn't expect you to come back, but somehow after long time are coming, so no share for you. And he didn't fight them, so he give up his property. So becoming selfless and not fighting for his even legal rights, that is also such a noble act, such a nice behavior, that his father became pleased with him. But always you cannot say that not claiming his share, it is always good. In Mahabharat, the same thing, Yudhishthira Maharaj was Dharmaraj. And he was not claiming, he said, just give me, though they are the son of Pandu, they have full right. But somehow or other, Dhritarashtra, he kidnapped their property, and their party they were not giving them. And King Yudhishthira was asking to give only 5 villages. That's it, we can manage whatever. And he was giving full respect to Dhritarashtra. It is mentioned in Mahabharata that King Yudhishthira, he never told Duryodhana as Duryodhana. He always called him as Suyodhana. He was so respectful to Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana also. And by this behavior only, by such kind of behavior, even Duryodhana was such a wicked candidate, he was not giving anything, but finally he get full support from Krishna and become the king. He was not claiming anything. He said, okay, whatever you give, illegally they gambled with him and sent him banished to forest for 12 years again, but he didn't claim anything. So this is called tolerance. This tolerance is such a wonderful quality that it can draw the attention of not only Lord, all the senior devotees of the Lord also, senior followers of the Lord. There is a story regarding this tolerance. Maharaj must be knowing, it is in history, that a famous king in history called Vikramaditya. His elder brother's name was Bhartuhari Maharaj. They are king of Avanti. The Avanti Raj, King Bhartuhari, was a very famous king in the history of India at that time. Bhartuhari Maharaj was the king and he was very noble king. And the younger brother, Kumar Vikramaditya, he was not married. He was also brahmachari. But not staying in Gurukul, but staying in house. As brahmachari. So what happened, that King Bhartuhari, he had, I don't know how many wives, but he got captivated by one more. They said this is the last queen, and he comes out a prostitute. She comes out as a prostitute. Somehow or other by captivated by her beauty and her dealings, cleverly dealings. So King Bhartuhari accepted her as his last queen. And he was so much so captivated by her that she used to, king used to be with her most of the time. So in that Avanti city, there was a one sadhu. Somehow or other, by the result of his penance and austerity, he got a fruit which has some magical effect. What is that effect? If somebody eat that fruit, he will not become old, he will not get any kind of disease, he will stay for a long life without any old age, without any disease, without. So that was the special effect of that fruit. So that sadhu, he thought, I got it as my perfection, but if I eat it, then I have to stay a long time in this material world. I don't want to stay. This material world is not for a gentleman. Somehow or other, any gentleman, they have to get out from it. This is like a jail. No good person want to stay here. They want to get out from it. He said, I want to get out. If I eat this fruit, then I have to stay a long time. Forget it. I am not going to eat it. He said, but such a effective fruit. So what would be the best use of it? To whom I should give it? So he thought, better our king, Bhartuhari Maharaj, such a famous and noble king. All the citizens, they are very much pleased with the behavior of our king. So if the king will be there for a long time, all Avanti people, the public, they will become very happy for a long time. So it is best I should give this fruit to King Bhartuhari Maharaj. So he went to palace, king's palace. So he went there and he glorified and the king and narrated the effect of that fruit. He showed this special fruit and he told, my dear king, I want to give this fruit to you. If you eat it, then you will get a long life and you will not become old. Even your hairs will not become grey and you will become very strong, stout, and no old age, no disease, nothing. So our whole Avanti people, they will become so happy By if you stay long time, the people will become happy for long time. So I want to give it, please have it. So all the Sabhasad and the king became so happy that finally, who will not become happy? So they said, okay, so nice. So king accepted it with due respect. I said, okay, okay, I will have it. So king thought, okay, I can have it. But if I will eat it, then I will become young, long life, without disease, this, that. But I am attached so much to my last queen. If she will become old, she will become so then I can't become happy. I can't become happy. I cannot enjoy. So better, I am a king. I can eat many chamanpras, this, that. But better she should become, maintain his youth. Then I can become happy. I can enjoy. So he thought like that. And he took that fruit and explained the effect of that fruit to his last queen and gave her. Please, you have it. And you will become long time youth and so nice, blissful. So she became so happy in front of king. And he thought, okay, my dear king, I will have it. You are so nice. Such a effective fruit you are giving to me. So she accepted it, said, okay, I will have it tomorrow. Then she thought that, but see, this is prostitute's mentality. She was not happy with the king. Though king was so much attached to that prostitute, but she was not happy with the king. Because he is king, she can't express, but she has some connection with another one, Jarapati. And who is that fellow? He was the in charge of the horse. The horse car, at that time there was no four wheeler, no cars, no jeep, nothing. And the kings, they have to manage so many things. They must have many vehicle means horses. Do the horse, thousands and thousands of horses were there, and he was the in charge of horse sala, ghod sala in charge, a big man. So that in charge of ghod sala, he has some relation, secret relation with the last queen. And so the queen thought, if that man, the in charge of Ghodsala, he will become long life and young, this, that, then I will become happy. This king, I don't want it. I don't want him. So she kept that fruit with her. And next day, when the some secret time when they used to meet, so she explained the effect of that fruit to that in charge of Ghodsala. So then he said, you please eat, you will stay long life, so you will be happy. So he accepted it. Okay, thank you so much. But now that in charge of that horse carriage, he was not happy with that prostitute also. He had some illicit connection with another woman. Another woman. So he, because his last queen, he is very powerful. She is very powerful. So he cannot say no to her. So somehow or other, he wants to pacify and make her happy. So he accepted the fruit, but then he kept that fruit and took to the old man. He had loving affairs with that old man. He took that. And he explained the importance and they gave the fruit. So you become, if you become always youth, then I will become happy. So what happened? That old man was not attached with that person. So she had some illicit relation with another person. So she in mind thought, what is the use of? So she took that fruit and in secret time when, so he explained the whole importance and gave the fruit to her lover. And she so strange, that person was not happy with that woman also. He had some illicit relation with another prostitute, normal prostitute. So and he didn't say anything, so he kept that fruit and he finally took that fruit. And the next day when they had time, so he took that night and explained the importance of it to that prostitute and gave, if he will be there always like that, then I will be happy, so please have it. So then that prostitute took that. Then that prostitute having the fruit, she thought that is, I am already a prostitute. This is my business. I am always looking after some persons. So if I will eat this fruit and I will have to stay in this material world for a long time doing this business, this is so much sinful activities already I am doing, and again I have to do perpetually. No. I don't want to do. Somehow or other whatever happened, I want to finish this life. Somehow or other I am already, this is a condemned life. I don't want to continue this for a long time. So she thought then what to do, such a important fruit. Better it should be given to some sadhu. They deserve it. So that prostitute, so next day she took that fruit, and that this sadhu is famous in the whole Avanti city, so better we should give him, he should be there. So this sadhu who got that fruit, she took back the fruit to him only. When this sadhu saw the fruit, what? This is my fruit only. Where from you got it? He became so astonished. Then she told one of my customer, and he gave me, and this that. Then the sadhu said, can you give me his contact number and all that? No, of course, why not? I have many customers, he gave me. He is one of the dear most. So gave them, since sadhu accepted it, okay, thank you so much. Then sadhu thought, I gave this fruit 1 week before to the king. And the king promised in front of the whole assembly, and he didn't eat it. He the same fruit, same effect. So the sadhu next day, he took that fruit and went to assembly again. Then all sabhasad, the king became so happy, they welcome him. They don't know what is going on. So when they welcome him, then he, without bringing the fruit out, so then the sadhu asked the king, my dear king, you remember I have given you last week one special fruit which you have to eat. So have you ate that? So king can't say lie. So he was not telling anything. He kept silent. He was not telling anything. So then he became serious. Why he is asking me? I have not ate. Then they again ask, I am asking you, have you ate that fruit? The king was still silent. So all the assembly members said, what? King is supposed to, he should say, yes, he should say, you have eaten, he has not eaten it. What happened to this such a special fruit? But king was very serious, he was not telling anything. So by seeing everybody is silent, king is serious, then this sadhu brought the fruit out from his bag. He said, here it is. King became totally astonished. What? How come this is with you? Then king struck with wonder, I gave this fruit to my queen, my last queen. She is supposed to eat this. But how come the fruit is with you? Then the sadhu said, is this the same fruit you recognize? No, of course, the same one. This is the same one. There is no other fruit like this. Now see how it is. Now how come you got it? My queen gave you or what? I don't know your queen. But how I got it? I gave you to eat, but you didn't eat it, but it come back to me again. Then king asked, how come you got it? He became very struck with wonder. He said, please tell me. So then this sadhu told, sir, I got it from the prostitute. How come he got it? I don't know. She told that he got this from this customer, and this is the contact number. Then king became very curious to know, and immediately sent someone, got that prostitute to the assembly, and he says, who gave you, gave the contact number, and immediately they sent warrant to that person and bring her. And then the king said, threatened him, tell him where you get this fruit. Then by out of fear he told that I got from this woman. So then immediately warrant issued, she brought to the assembly, and then she was threatened, tell the truth, where from you got it? So now she said, I got it from that man. So again the warrant issued, that man come to the assembly, where from you got it? And when he got life threatened, then he told, I got it from this woman. Then that woman, then again they brought to the assembly, where from you got it? Then finally he told, I got it from the in charge of the horse carriage. Then, and this thing was going on in the whole assembly there. Everybody was very curious, what is going on here? And the message went to the Antapur, and the last queen, she was like, so she was in the, she came to the assembly and she was looking everything, what? Whether this I will be cut or what? So finally, one by one, when the in charge of the horse said, the person, the warrant issued to him, then the queen became troubled. Then maybe he will tell him this. So I will be exposed. So finally, they brought him, that in charge of the horse said, and the queen went behind the king and looking at this in charge of the horse said, so angrily, in the blood-shed eyes, that if you tell the truth, then I will eat you without cooking. I'll eat you raw. He was so angry, and the in charge of horse said, he knows that the king is totally captured by her. And she was so powerful, she can do anything. And he was very fearful, he was trembling. But now what to do? Now king is threatening, and behind the queen is threatening. King is in front, queen is behind. And he is getting threatened for both. King is said, tell the truth, otherwise I am going to beheaded you. I will kill you. She is saying, if you tell, then you know what I will do. You know me. So then the in charge of the horse said, he thought, I have to be killed, either by the king or by the queen. So the queen is so sinful, so better, but I know the king, she is truthful, he is very noble, so better to be killed by a noble person. Why by that sinful person? Prostitute. So finally he opened up, he told, this is the thing, I had illicit relation with the queen and she gave me. Oh my God. Then everything exploded, opened up. Then immediately summoned the warrant issued. The queen was there only. Immediately they brought her to the court. They pulled her. And the king was furious. Anyway, king gave her death sentence. And what happened, I forgot to tell you, in between what happened, the queen had gave the fruit to that said horse carriage. In between, she was not happy with that horse carriage only. She was looking for new customer, and she was captivated by the Kumar, young prince Vikramaditya, and she was trying to get him. So one day she called Vikramaditya to her room, and Vikramaditya paid obeisances. You are my bhabi, you are my mother-in-law, like that. She said, no, forget, you know I called you, you have to enjoy with me. Vikramaditya said, no, it's not possible, you are my mother-in-law, like that you are my, how can? So then she threatened, you know me, what can I do? If you will not follow my order, then I can go to whatever extent. So please be a good man, gentleman, and follow my order. She said, I don't care, you do whatever, I can do this. So then immediately she gave threatened 2-3 times, then we didn't follow her order. Immediately she make a drama, pull her saris, this, that, then the security came and they were there. Vikrant was there in the room. They said he was a balatkar case. And all the security people, they were thinking, because Vikramaditya was worshipped like a demigod in the whole Avanti. Everybody was worshipping like a demigod. So noble person, such a nice person, a gentle brahmachari. But she was prostituted, her somehow or other she put trapped him. So now the police also, what to do? She was shouting, take to the court, and Vikramaditya was arrested and they took him to the court. And all the sabhasadas, all the assembly people, they thought, how come? We cannot believe that Kumar Vikramaditya will do this thing. We never think like that. How can it happen? Nobody was believing. But they asked, king also says, my dear Vikramaditya, I can't believe. Is it fact? Is it true? Or some conspiration is going on behind you? Three times king asked, everybody is asking. Vikramaditya was quite silent. He didn't say anything. Again and again asking. Vikramaditya was not telling anything, kept silent. And on the other hand, that queen was shouting. She was not asked, but without even asking to her, she was telling, how can she tell? Monam sanmati lakhanam. How can she tell? How can he tell? This is that. And she was shouting like anything, and everybody is looking at Vikramaditya and asking, and he was silent. He was tolerating the torture, but he was not telling anything. Not objecting at all. He knows the truth, but he was not blaming to that prostitute, that queen. Not blaming. Finally, they asked again and again, three times the king, then he said, if you are not telling, that means if it is fact, I can't believe. So it is terrible act you are doing. So I am banishing from the country. They banished from the country. Vikramaditya was banished. And then, after some days, this incident happened after some days, a month or so. So 1 month before, Vikramaditya was banished. So now the queen was killed. The Brahmartu was ordered to murder her. But now Bhartuhari thought that by her statement, I banished my brother. He was like demigod. They were like devata. So definitely some conspiration was there. So then he left his kingdom and went to search Vikramaditya. And he started searching. And somehow or other he found and brought him back. And then brought in the assembly, everybody was crying by seeing Vikramaditya. Why you didn't mention this thing that day? Then Vikramaditya told, because this is the dharma. I can't say. I have to tell it everything. And same Vikramaditya, Bhartuhari Maharaj, he was so attached to that queen. By her attachment, he wrote Sringara Satakam, 100 stanzas about Sringar. And now, in this incident, he became so renounced. He wrote 100 stanzas Vairagya Satakam. So finally, this tolerance capacity of Vikramaditya, and people were respecting him like anything. But after this incident, the respect went million times, billions times more. Why? Because he tolerated. He tolerated even the such kind of incident. He didn't blame to anybody. He accepted and got the punishment and he went away. But when the truth comes and people's respect for him was knew no bound. So that is the power of tolerance. That's what I am telling. If someone tell. So Nabhaga here, he tolerated. His brothers, they didn't give any share to him. And one thing, he didn't give away, go away. But he gave the father, the old father, you went in. అరే యు ఆర్ నాట్ గివింగ్ ఎనీ ప్రాపర్టీ టు మీ, హౌ ఐ విల్ మెయింటైన్ మై ఓల్డ్ ఫాదర్? అండ్ హీ డిడ్ంట్ అబ్జెక్ట్ టు దాట్ ఆల్సో. హీ యాక్సెప్టెడ్ ది ఓల్డ్ ఫాదర్ ఆజ్ హిస్ హెయిర్ అండ్ హీ వెంట్ బై హిస్ ప్రాపర్ మీన్స్, హీ వెంట్ టు ది సాక్రిఫిషియల్ ఎరేనా, ప్లీజ్ ది రిషి మునీస్ అంగిరస్ గోత్ర బ్రాహ్మణస్, ప్లీజ్ లార్డ్ శివ అండ్ గెట్ ది ప్రాపర్టీస్ అండ్ మెయింటైన్. సో దట్ వాస్ ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ టాలరెన్స్, దట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ. అండ్ బై దాట్ ఫాలోయింగ్ ది ప్రిన్సిపల్ ఆఫ్ రిలీజియన్ దట్ ధర్మ, హీ గాట్ ఎ సన్ లైక్ కింగ్ అంబరీష్. సో టు గెట్ సచ్చే మహాత్మా ఆజ్ అపత్య ఆజ్ సన్ ఆర్ సంథింగ్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ సంథింగ్ దట్ మీన్స్ దట్ హియర్ ఇన్ దీస్ భార్స్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ ఇస్ నాట్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్, ప్రిన్స్ నాభాగ్ ఇస్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్. హీ హ్యాడ్ దాట్ స్పెషల్ క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ టాలరెన్స్ అండ్ యూనో హీ వాజ్ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ బికాజ్ హీ వాజ్ సచ్ ఎ గ్లోరిఫైడ్ ఫాదర్. ఈవెన్ ఇఫ్ హీ క్యానాట్ మెయింటైన్ హిస్ సెలిబసీ ఆఫ్టర్ లాంగ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మచారి లైఫ్, హీ కమ్ బ్యాక్ అండ్ చేంజ్ హిస్ ఆశ్రమ్, వీ మే థింక్ దాట్ హీ ఫాలెన్ డౌన్, బట్ నో, బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ బిహేవియర్, బికాజ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ క్వాలిటీ టాలరెన్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్, హీ బికేమ్ ది ఫాదర్ ఆఫ్ కింగ్ అంబరీష్. లార్డ్ వాజ్ సో ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ హిమ్. సో ఫైనల్లీ యూ కెన్ కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ ఇట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్ ఇన్ హుచ్ ఆశ్రమ్ యు ఆర్ అండ్ వాట్ టైమ్ యూ చేంజ్ యువర్ ఆశ్రమ్, దట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. వెదర్ యూ స్టే లాంగ్ టైమ్ దే ఆర్ ఆర్ ఆఫ్టర్ లాంగ్ టైమ్ యూ చేంజ్ దిస్, దట్ డజంట్ మ్యాటర్. బట్ ఇట్ మ్యాటర్స్ యువర్ క్వాలిటీ, యువర్ బిహేవియర్, దట్ మ్యాటర్స్. దీస్ థింగ్ డ్రా ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ది సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీస్ అండ్ ది డివోటీస్ అండ్ వైష్ణవస్ అండ్ బై దాట్ యూ క్యాన్ బి ఎలివేటెడ్, యూ క్యాన్ గెట్ ఎ సన్ లైక్ కింగ్ అంబరీష్. హరే కృష్ణ. ఎనీ కమెంట్స్? ఎస్. So that's what my point is, if he changes his ashram, he cannot continue his nice ashram. But if he continue his devotional practice seriously and his behavior was very perfect, and if he perfectly behave with respect and all that, then we have to respect him. It doesn't matter who changes, what time changes, it matters his behavior and quality. Maybe Maharaj can say something. This matter. You want to say something, man? You want to say something? Prabhuji is asking if some sannyasi fell down, then whether you're respecting or not. Actually, okay, Maharaj, say something.
And then he returns back again to Srinath Shastra, Indra Srinath Shastra.
Lord.
How do you look upon me? In a second contrast of how Narada
Ji yes.
If you do not appreciate this attitude in the room, if there is a harsh fingers, sannyas ashram will be glorious, prestigious. But a sannyasi returns to the harsh ashram, and even brahmachari ashram, without very much appreciated and glorious. The word very
बहुत खराब
शब्द का प्रयोग करते
हैं
Usually a dog does it, eats something, vomits and again vomits. But it is very unfortunate to should not have pleasure. It is not so, for some reason, really, someone is in sannyasi ashram and he lingers again in harsha ashram for certain reasons. To some extent it is. But it's not so much but in generally, this practice is not very much glorious. Ashram se ashram hai jana chahiye. So vichari kirtan harsha ashram. Very nice.
The other way around. Manoj, I don't know whether it is proper or say. Nityananda Prabhu was really sannyasi or not? Avadhuta they are saying.
No. Nityananda is not like farmer, they don't take a farm of sannyasi. Behaving like avadhuta.
Avadhuta.
But not that.
He left home and they said it's avadhuta.
Avadhuta is like that. Not making any progression for his body, free from the burden of sannyasi.
But anyway, he is Supreme Lord, we cannot compare him.
You see, if you are reading Prabhupada, listening to Prabhupada, so during Prabhupada times, Sannyasi went to Africa and he went down to India, and he doesn't want to come, so Prabhupada asking to come and for preaching purpose, he said, never mind, if you have fallen also, still keep on preaching. This is what Prabhupada has mentioned.
Hare Krishna. Grantharasyam Bhagavat Mahapurana ki jai.